You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at Site Village, London. I'm currently at the Be My Eyes stand, joined by the Chief Marketing Officer, Andy Bailey. Andy, thank you for joining us.
No problem at all.
So, for people that don't know, can you tell us what Be My Eyes do?
Well, it does a few things, actually, but we started about 10 years ago. A gentleman called Hans-Jürgen Weiberg, a Danish furniture manufacturer, came up with this brilliant idea of connecting via an app through to a network of sighted volunteers who could look through the camera of the blind person's phone and help them with whatever they needed to help with. Choosing the red shirt out of the wardrobe, for example, would literally just press a button and it would connect immediately through to a volunteer. And that was a simple but brilliant idea. And over the years, we've now grown to close on 10 million volunteers answering those calls and nearly a million blind or low vision users using our app all over the world now, speaking 160 or so different languages. So that's how we started. More recently, we've added into that app, like most people, artificial intelligence, AI. So now you've got the choice of not just calling a volunteer, but also asking our AI agent the similar sort of questions, right? And the AI agent will describe what's in front of your phone camera's screen. So that's the second thing. And then even more recently, we did a partnership with Meta, with their Ray-Ban Meta glasses. Now you can call a volunteer directly from a pair of glasses, and the volunteer will look through the camera of the glasses instead.
Now, you also have a service directory as well to use. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yes, we do. So all of the stuff that I've mentioned up until now is free for our end users. We don't charge anything. But obviously, we have to make some money to be able to keep that free. So we sell the same sort of infrastructural technology to businesses. So customers here in the UK, like Tesco's or BT, there the user will connect directly through to the specialist agents that BT or EE or Tesco's, for example, have, that can help them in the context of that business. So, for example, if you're in a Tesco store and you're in front of the fruit aisle, you can just press the button and it'll go through to a Tesco's representative, and you can ask them about where the bananas are or which one's the ripe ones or what's the expiry date and so on, and they will gladly help you.
That's fantastic. And I mean, these partnerships that you mentioned with Tesco, BTE, they're fairly recent. How important is it for you guys to make these partnerships and, you know, carry on having more?
It's important on a couple of levels, actually. First of all, there's the obvious one. We charge those organisations for that privilege of using the technology. So that helps us keep the service for our end users free, right? That's one important thing. But there's a more, if you like, a bit more of a philosophical reason why it's really important, which is our mission as a company is to break down the inaccessibility for the world's 340, 350 million blind people. As part of that world, blind people deal with companies, right? They're just like everybody else does. So we need to make companies be more accessible to their blind customers. So that's part of our mission. And it's why it's so important to us, not just to provide, if you like, a consumer app to consumers, but also start to provide the same sort of technology to businesses in their interactions with their customers that just happen to be blind.
What's next for Be My Eyes? Are there any secrets you can share?
Secrets, I'm afraid I can't share. Otherwise, they wouldn't be secrets, would they? But you can.
It was
you can
worth
be,
a try.
You can be sure that we're continuing our partnership with the big tech companies like Meta. So we're still working very hard with their engineers to develop new features that will be coming soon on the various Meta AI glasses, like the new Oakleys and so on. So you'll start to see some new stuff there. We think the market for wearables in general is a growing market for accessibility. So you'll see other things there as well.
And if people would like to find out more about Be My Eyes, how can they go about it?
You can, of course, always go to our website, which is just bemyeyes.com, and it's all on there.
Fantastic. Andy Bailey, Chief Marketing Officer at Be My Ice. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure. Good to meet you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.